You have something you wish to tell me,
Nyriss said once they were gone.
Discretion and subtlety have their place, but not when you speak to me. I expect total candor.
Scourge nodded.
Let me guess, she continued. You suspect my own people are behind these recent attempts on my life.
No one is above suspicion, Scourge admitted. But I assume you have very thoroughly investigated everyone on your staff. If they were guilty, you probably would have discovered something by now.
I'm glad to see you understand I am not completely incompetent.
I do not believe the attack in the courtyard was another attempt on your life, Scourge said. I think the mercenaries were hired to eliminate me.
And since Murtaugh sees you as a rival and potential threat, you naturally suspect he was behind it.
Possibly. Or it may have been Satchel, or both working in concert.
And what do you have to base this on?
Mostly circumstantial evidence, but my instincts feel there is enough to act on.
You expect me to turn on two of my most trusted servants based on little more than your hunch?
My instincts are seldom wrong, Scourge said. My reputation is well earned.
So what is it you suggest I do? Dismissal? Execution?
Suddenly the conversation felt like a test, as if Nyriss was trying to evaluate him based on his answers. If so, he was ready for the challenge.
It would be foolish to throw away someone as valuable as either Murtaugh or Satchel without concrete proof, Scourge replied. But I would like the chance to interrogate both of them.
A good interrogator can make a subject admit to anything,
Nyriss countered.
Even something that isn't true.
Torturing a false confession out of them wouldn't serve any purpose, Scourge assured her. I need the truth, and I would be careful not to do any permanent physical or mental damage. If one or both proved to be innocent, I'm sure you would want them to be just as capable when they return to their post as they were before my questioning.
A flicker of approval on Nyriss's face convinced Scourge he had given a satisfactory answer. However, the test was not over yet.
If I did allow you to question them, who would you speak with first?
Your security chief, Murtaugh.
Why Murtaugh?
If he's guilty, he will be easier to break.
Nyriss raised an eyebrow in surprise.
You think Satchel would withstand interrogation longer than Murtaugh?
Scourge knew it sounded unlikely. A trained soldier should easily outlast a cowardly sycophant.
Murtaugh is physically stronger, he said. But tolerance for pain is useful only against the simplest and least effective interrogation methods. There are far more subtle and effective ways to get answers. Murtaugh, like most soldiers, will have had training in interrogation resistance. I know these techniques, and I know how to counter them. Satchel, on the other hand, is far less predictable. On the surface, he seems weak and helpless, but he has risen to a position of rank by using cunning, creativity, and quick thinking. It will take me time to truly understand how his mind works. I will have to learn all his tricks before I can set my trap. His interrogation would be a much more involved and complicated process than Murtaugh's.
Very impressive,
Nyriss remarked.
However, the interrogations won't be necessary.
Scourge shook his head, puzzled.
You are right about the mercenaries, but I already know who hired them to try to kill you.
Who?
Me.
You?
Scourge exclaimed. Her admission had caught him off guard.
After the second assassination attempt, Murtaugh and Satchel found a lead. I hired those mercenaries to follow up on it. But before they could, the Emperor decided to interfere, forcing me to bring you in. Your arrival left me with an excess of outside agents. so I told Satchel to instruct the mercenaries to try to take you out of the picture. Consider it a test.
Of course, Scourge muttered, silently cursing himself for being so short-sighted. He had originally assumed Nyriss had brought him here because she had heard of his success in his earlier postings. If that had been true, she would have had no need to reassure herself of his potential. But the truth was very different. As she herself had said, his presence here was only because of what she considered to be the Emperor's interference in her affairs. Given that, it was only logical she would want proof of his competence.